Politically correct free zone. Tipping Point with Boone Cutler.
That it is. We're back. Tipping Point, Boone Cutler, the warfighter perspective. For those that don't know, it's really not the mercenary show, but thanks anyway. We got warfighter Hector Brajas on the show right now. Let's listen to that for a minute. Yeah, we played that last week when we did the shout-outs for the guys that were down there in south of the border, got deported. And we're talking about banished veterans. We're talking about warfighters that served this country that have been literally kicked out of the country that they served. And in many cases, it's on some cases that it's just not right. I mean, some guy writes a bad check, you know. I don't know why we can't fix this problem a little bit easier. But I also saw some case law recently where a warfighter did have some issues that and did not get deported, and they actually helped them out with their citizenship. But I'm going to turn it over to Hector Brajas right now because he's got all the information on this stuff. He can explain it better than I can. We got about 10 minutes, and I want to make sure he gets his time. So talk to me, brother. What do you got shaking?
Good afternoon, brother. Thank you for having us on our show. Well, just, you know, like you said, there's men that are being deported.
Hey, wait, can I just interrupt here? Because I got to have a little bit of social time here. Last week when we played that Kid Frost, were the guys listening? Did they dig it, man?
Yeah, Oscar and the other guys were listening. I actually played it last night.
Nice.
You know what? One of the things that we miss is our families. So, it's what inspires us to keep going, fighting this battle and to go home is because we miss our families, and also a lot of the brothers that we serve with, you know, we became brothers and sisters and we worked together and fought together, so it's all about family, so it touches.
Good. I'm glad for that, man, because it is a family thing, and also I'm a big fan of Kid Frost, so it's just my opportunity to show that off. But let's talk about what's shaking so people understand why this is such an emotional issue and why you can't go home. I mean, last week we sent a shout-out to Compton, to your family there, and we also did a shout-out for Oscar. But tell us about why are American warfighters unable to come back to America?
Well, basically, these guys got some kind of criminal conviction after the service, and there are some that got deported for just simply not renewing their work permit or their you know, whatever, they had visa or green card. But most of the men got deported for some conviction, and which now we have veterans courts. If they had gone to veterans courts, they probably would have just went to treatment. But during that time, a lot of these Vietnam veterans or Iraq, you know, or Gulf War veterans did not see these courts, and pretty much, you know, they got convicted of something and then they were deported because they were not U.S. citizens. So I guess people always argue, oh, well, you committed a crime and blah, blah, blah. And I always tell them, well, yeah, you know what, let's rectify the situation and get these guys home to at least get their treatment and stuff like that. So
Yeah, nobody's trying to skate out of responsibility for their crime. What we're saying, does the punishment fit the crime? If a guy serves his country for 4, 6, 8, 10 years, whatever, even in combat, and he writes a bad check or maybe gets a DUI, well, sometimes that happens with people, and we're not trying to excuse the crime. But does the punishment fit the crime? Should you get the punishment for your crime and also not receive any treatment if there's a chemical dependency issue, maybe secondary to PTSD, which is very common? Those warfighters don't get the opportunity for treatment. They don't get the opportunity for veterans court, or they haven't as of yet. Instead, they get kicked out of the country. So let me ask America out there, what do you guys think? If a guy, does the punishment fit the crime, or should we have some sort of opportunity for that warfighter to get the same privileges, to get the same rights, to get the same benefits as other warfighters do, and retain them? Because in my perspective, if you have somebody willing to serve this country, then you know what? We should do a little bit of extra work to try and keep them in this country. And there's a lot of people that will not serve this country. And in my opinion, they can leave. But we don't live in that type of country. We want to keep everybody. But why not retain the people that at least are willing to sacrifice for it?
And all these guys, you know, it's not like they scapegoated out of their – they did their prison sentence. They did their time already. So all we're asking for is for the laws to change and make it so you don't get deported. And if you can fix your criminal record, you can apply for citizenship and be able to vote just like everybody else. But at the very least, not be deported and to let these guys continue their treatment and to be with their families. You know, I have a lot of guys that were drafted into Vietnam and that are deported, and, you know, these guys didn't take off to Canada or Mexico. They stayed and they fought and they served their country, and now they're being deported, you know, and I think it's they really got, you know, they got shafted, you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, they're living in the United States on a visa or in some other capacity legally, mm-hmm. get drafted, go to Vietnam, many, you know, Purple Heart recipients, things of this nature, and come home and, okay, you were good enough to be drafted, but you're not good enough to stay here if you get in trouble. You know, that's, yeah. I mean, come on, that's not equal. That's not proportionate to what the person deserves. Not in my opinion. I think it's wrong.
And had these guys died in combat, you know, their name would be on a wall and they'd be American heroes or you know, nowadays we have posthumous citizenship. You die in combat, they give you your citizenship after you die. There's a faster path towards citizenship nowadays, but when we were in, you know, it was a 3-year wait. There was a lot of misinformation from the military and recruiters, and you know, I think they dropped the ball in that area. And I always say the soldier dropped the ball to make sure they didn't follow through on the citizenship. And we totally understand that. So I say let's move past that and let's get these guys home. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise awareness. We're trying to get these guys benefits. I recently have been talking to is it Timothy Shepard?
The other day. Yeah, Tim Shepard.
Yeah, he's helping me out to see if I can get my benefits. And. And at the very least, you know, get these guys treated, you know, because they do suffer from PTSD and they some physical and psychological. So we definitely need to get these guys treated.
Yeah, if you incurred injuries in service to America, I mean, there's a promise there. There's a promise that, you know, those warfighters are going to be taken care of medically. And I don't think the government should be able to skip out on their obligation in these instances. And again, you're not saying these guys are trying to skip out of paying for their crimes. They've paid for their crimes. They do their time. Okay, well, they do their time. Let them do their time like every other veteran that gets in trouble, but let them stay in America. I think service to America should equal American citizenship, and there should be some sort of fast track. Is there anything – we only got about 1 or 2 minutes here. Is there anything currently happening to close this gap – for those that were banished and didn't get the opportunity for things like vet court or other ways to become citizens?
No, there's really the only thing the government has implemented is just a faster citizenship. But there's really no we're trying to hopefully introduce some legislation this year, and other people are reaching out to different senators and congressmen, and you know, but there's nothing really in place for us. Pretty much the only thing that's going to happen is if I die tomorrow, my body's going to be taken back to the United States. It's going to be, because that's my personal thing. I want it to be taken back to the U.S., and they're going to hand my family an American flag, and they're going to say thank you for your country and for serving your country. And, you know, that's the only thing I got going on. So
And still, as a matter of respect, I mean, we've got these warfighters that are deported, and they still want to be buried in America. As with all the benefits that a warfighter earns, and that's
and we love our country, you know, we love our adopted country, and we grew up as Americans. I served with the All Americans. I was, whenever we had anything, like whether it was a speech from a general or you know, our commanders, you know, we were called All Americans, and you took it to heart.
I get it.
We all wore the same uniform, so I don't think they should make a distinction.
Okay, tell people how they can find out information. I got 20 seconds.
So they can find us on Facebook, Banished Veterans, DeportedVeteransSupportHouse.com, or just contact Boone Cutler on how you can help out, volunteer, donate your time, or, you know, connect us with different organizations.
I agree. You know. I got to bounce out, brother. You stay safe.
All right, brother. Thank you. Airborne.
Hey, all the way. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Remember, every warfighter needs two things to survive in any operational environment. That's a battle buddy and a mission. Get off the zombie dope. Make it happen. All the way.